It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, they say a smile is worth a thousand words, and if that's the case, then people are really looking to whiten their teeth as the way to make that smile really a winning, award-winning smile. My guest is dental health expert, Dr. John Redd. Welcome to the show, Dr. Redd. Tell us about teeth whiteners. We see so many things, commercials for strips and this and that, in the office, over the counter. What do they do for us? Do they really work, and which ones are the best?
Well, in terms of thank you very much for having me today. In terms of how they work, and it, basically all white teeth whitening is if you look at teeth under a microscope, they are composed of millions of little small pores. And those pores actually go down towards the center of the tooth. And over time, what teeth whitening is basically an internal cleaning of the teeth using a type of a peroxide. The ones that work the best depends on the concentration. Also, the people who get the best results depends on what sort of things stain their teeth.
So teeth are porous, and mm-hmm. I know this because I drink red wine, and then sometimes I get the purple teeth at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. And so what about, let's start with something simple, the whitening toothpastes.
Okay, whitening toothpaste work by using a mild abrasive that's designed to, once again, sort of externally clean the teeth, and maybe they may have a small, a low percentage of a type of a, something called carbamide peroxide. They're designed to actually, again, clean the teeth internally. But as far as the whitening toothpaste, they use more of a mild abrasive to clean the external surfaces of the teeth.
So they work for the most part.
Well, it depends. As far as what works, I tell people it depends on if a person naturally does not have many things in their diet that causes stain. Then how well they're going to work is going to depend on basically your teeth have a certain color to them. And some people, my patient has the most outstanding results with whitening is your person who drinks red wine, as you were saying, drinks coffee and also smokes. Well, if you remove all the things, those are all things that stain the teeth internally. Whereas if you go to your dentist, they will use the same type of abrasive to clean the teeth externally. So in situations, all things being equal, if a person doesn't eat, well, I mean, for example, you know, we also have salivary proteins in our saliva that actually tend to cause some discoloration of the teeth. So it really depends on the person's diet. And I have some patients that have tetracycline staining and things like that that require a little bit more of an extensive treatment to deal with the staining aspect of the teeth.
And what about the over-the-counter whitening strips and gels? And some of them, Dr. Redd claimed that they can even, take the stains off of caps and crowns.
That is highly, highly unlikely, simply because you can no more use a whitening agent to change the colors of caps than you could if you decide you want to change the color of your china home. Porcelain is the color that it is, and unless it has been abraded for some reason, it is not going to pick up any stain.
Okay, so how do the whitening strips and gels work on normal teeth?
Well, they're very much like what I use in the office. The difference being is that they actually do not have, their concentration of the peroxide is limited. So they can work as well as something we do professionally, but just take an awful lot more time to do it because of virtue of not being the same percentage or same concentration of the peroxides.
Okay, now what about the tray-based, and in things that you do in the office, mm-hmm. some of them look terribly uncomfortable.
Well, whenever teeth are in any way whitened, it again is very much again an internal cleaning of the teeth themselves. So when it comes to the things that are over the counter or the things that are the strips or anything, they will not be as sensitive, but they also are not as effective. In the office, as far as using any trays or any of the systems where you use a special light, we use chemical activators to actually intensify the effectiveness of the peroxide, which will occasionally cause a short-term sensitization of the teeth. But again, it usually lasts no more than a day.
Yeah, we all love that sensitization of the teeth. Boy, that's a great feeling right there. But,
I call them zingers in my office.
Ooh, boy, sometimes those zingers will send you straight up off your chair. So these whiteners last for how long? If someone were to come see you and you do your thing with them with the light and kind of activate what you've already just put on there, how long does it stay?
It really, again, it comes back, depends on the person's diet. I have some people, you know, I have some people that will whiten their teeth and it lasts for many, many years because they don't have a tendency to eat a lot of things that causes staining. I also have some patients that whitening is part of their makeup routine, meaning they may know that they're going to go out for a big Friday or Saturday night and will sort of re-whiten on their own. Because I will use not only the light, but also make a person trays in conjunction with that. So they may sort of touch up, for lack of a better term, after that. So like they may come in on a, like I said, they may start re-whitening on their own, say on a Monday and Tuesday, knowing they're going to be doing something on a Friday or Saturday night.
Well, you have to be careful so you don't look like Ross on Friends and end up in a black light, you know, room with black lights, and then all
That's
of a sudden
true.
Your teeth are what sticks out in the light there. What about the rinses? There's some new whitening rinses on the market.
They're going to have a limited effectiveness because, quite frankly, they get diluted and never get to actually stay on the teeth. They may have a slight effect on things, but honestly, a lot of it is just, I think it's just the person's perception. If you don't get something to stick to the teeth, then the material's never going to be on the teeth long enough to actually cause much of a change.
Now, you said our teeth are the color generally that they are.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're whitening, I mean, is it possible to actually change the color? You're just peroxiding kind of in through the pores.
Correct.
But, you know, like for me, I've got one tooth, it's a baby tooth, and it's just a different color, and it's
mm-hmm.
really not very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what do? I can't change that until I have that tooth removed, right? Teeth
well,
are the color they are.
Or you can, quite frankly. One of the best ways to do that is rather than trying to look for a solution involves lightening the tooth, another way is maybe use a type of a porcelain, like a veneer, and to match up with the rest of the teeth.
Okay, and you said porcelain does not get clean, so that means it doesn't stain. So when people have, you know, they drink green tea, they drink red wine, you know, they eat things that cause staining on the teeth, but these crowns and implants and things that are made of other products, they don't stain.
No, they do not.
Wow, so you've just cleared up one myth right there, because people always seem to think that, oh, you know, my crown's going to get stained too, or Maryland Bridge, or whatever you've got.
Yes, because what it is, again, you just picture yourself, you know, could you change the color of your porcelain at your china at your house? You can't. And the same basic thing goes with anything in the mouth. It's the same way. There are certain, some kinds of materials that are used cosmetically as far as bonding can pick up stain, but again, they can possibly polish it out, but not anything with porcelain.
And are all products created equal, the ones over the counter at the store?
You know, the variation between them is so minimal. I mean, it really is. In my opinion, the difference is just so, it's like splitting hairs between them.
So, okay, so we go to the store and one of the products to whighten teeth are strips or gels, and they're $8.99, and there's another product just two doors down there that's $17.99. Not much difference.
In my opinion, no. But you realize that with both of them, you're going to have to be very, very consistent and almost exhaustive in your effort. I mean, you're going to have to use it many, many nights in a row.
Wow. And is whitening in the office covered under any dental insurance at all?
Traditionally not, although I do have patients oftentimes use health savings accounts if it's something they really want to do.
Wow. So that's a great idea. Your best advice in 30 seconds, Dr. Redd, about teeth whitening and the products out there.
Honestly, one of the best product with the idea is have your dentist, because a lot of times find out why your teeth are dark. If it's a situation where there may be that whitening is going to work, your dentist should be able to know how to do that. If it is not a situation where whitening is going to help out, then if there's other alternatives, they'll be able to present them to you. You can use stuff at home, but realize that you have to sort of manage your own expectations on what kind of outcomes you're going to get.
And that's really what it's all about. And you can see more about Dr. John Redd at TampaSmiles.com. And remember, as you're listening to Radio MD, our shows are on podcast. Share them with your friends and on Facebook. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. That's what it's all about, is staying healthy and, of course, staying well.